Luna enters Cancer, and today is all about a fortunate mistake. Welcome to episode 18 in season 6 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Thursday, July 8th, 2021.
Ciao!
Gemini Moon squares Piscean Neptune. In his square to Gemini Mercury, sextile to Capricorn Pluto, and biquintile to Leo Mars at 1:12 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this is another one of those fortuitous mistakes. And it all has to do with a misunderstanding. Expect to mishear or misinterpret something important today. And that's just the first fortunate misstep. Luna quintiles Aries Chiron in his trine to Leo Venus and sextile to Aquarian Saturn at 4:42 a.m. Well, of course, you were always going to act and respond accordingly. And this response is letter perfect for the occasion. Luna conjuncts Mercury in his her quinquunx to Pluto at 5:20 a.m. and goes void of course for 9 hours and 31 minutes. Well, this is really just the silliest of things to say. Very much a John Ashbery sort of pronouncement. Luna reaches a quinquunx to Pluto at 6:28 a.m. Well, this may be poking the bear, but here are a couple of Ashbery haiku. You lay aside your hair like a book that's too important to read now. A pencil on glass, shattered. The water runs down the drain. Too late, the last express passes through the dust of gardens. Hesitantly, it built up and passed quickly without unlocking. Luna enters Cancer at 2:51 p.m. Who knows what this means for the next couple of days? Cancer has everything to do with the fourth house, which in my book is the psychic basement. It's not indicative of the collective unconscious. It's more of the family unconscious, the history of your family of origin. We all have to deal with family stuff, except those of us with a loaded fourth house, we've got to actually redeem some of that stuff. Expect to partake in some of that responsibility. Mercury reaches an exact quinquunx to Pluto at 4:36 p.m. More Ashbery haiku. Some star or other went out. And you, thank you for your book and year. Too low for nettles, but it is exactly the way people think and feel. You nearly undermined the brush I now place against the ball field, arguing. Alrighty. Luna trines Piscean Jupiter in his quintile to Taurian Uranus at 6:09 p.m. Well, this is one of those happy family memories. Expect to be reminded of a favorite aunt or uncle, or even a cool parental moment. No need to redeem it, just to keep it handy as a talisman in the coming days. Venus, in her opposition to Saturn, exactly squares Uranus in his square to Saturn and sextile to Cancer Sol at 8:25 p.m. Uh-oh. Here's one of those unpleasant memories of an unpleasant family member. Expect to know something as a very sticky truth. A truth you had never seriously contemplated or would have ever believed way back when. No mistaking it now. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.